why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's Dialogue, and we're talking about the dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. So, dear friends, as we speak about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, there's this very interesting conversation that takes place with Ishaq ibn Yaqub. And so in this conversation that Imam al-Mahdi has with Ishaq ibn Yaqub, we find that there is a place where Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, says, "As for the money that you sent for me, it is not acceptable, except that money which is pure." And so even though this is just one sentence in this conversation that Imam al-Mahdi has with Ishaq ibn Yaqub, what's really interesting here is the emphasis in this dialogue or in this conversation about money that is pure. And it is really interesting that Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, says that this money that an individual sends to him, whether it is, for example, khums or it is zakat or it is some kind of a gift or it is just giving money or wealth or property in the way of Allah for the sake of Allah to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, that this has to be pure. And so this purity of wealth, again, is something that is incredibly important, where we make our income, how we earn our income, how we make our income, right? For example, what kind of jobs do we have? Where is our income coming from? This is incredibly important. And it is so important that Imam al-Mahdi says that I won't accept money that is not pure. And so one aspect is, where are we earning our money from? And the other aspect is what kind of job we have. And then the third aspect is whether we are taking out this khums and the zakat, which is a part of the purification process of one's wealth. And so here, again, if we are for some reason stuck in a situation, or perhaps it was just ignorance, simple ignorance, we didn't know, or perhaps it was laziness, you know, we haven't gotten to getting the khums or the zakat things done, then we should do it as soon as we can. And on the other hand, we have to reflect very deeply on what kind of jobs we have. Because if Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is not willing to accept this kind of, our money, and in reality, it's our striving for the sake of Allah, because it is not pure, then we can only imagine the repercussions that impure wealth has upon our own lives and on our families, our spouses, our children. It is something that is quite scary if you really start to reflect about it. And so this importance, again, of having pure wealth, of having clean wealth, of having wealth that is acceptable to the Imam of the time and to the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ, truly those, تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ, the angels wrest their souls from them, they take them. What happens? ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, while these people are doing ظُلْم to themselves. The angels take their souls, they are oppressing themselves. What happens? When the angels see how horrific these people are, and what's going to happen to them on the other side, the angels address these people. They say, Qalu, the angels are now speaking, Fima kuntum, what was your problem? What was your deal? Why like this? Why Jahannam? What was your deal? What went wrong? The angels are intelligent. What went wrong? Why did you not push back against the Tawhut? You know what the people say? The ayat says, قالوا, they say, كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We were مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ. We were weak. We weren't Saddam. We were the followers of Saddam. We weren't Yazid. We were the followers. We were weak. We weren't Netanyahu. We were the Shimmers and Khulis who were over there killing the Palestinians. We weren't the big guys. We didn't set the policies. We were مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ. From an Islamic point of view, ayat of the Quran, the abid, the slaves of the taghut, get the same punishment as the leader. The Prophet says this. He says, Ya Ali, our Prophet speaking, he says, Sharran nas, the worst person, man ba'a akhiratahu bidunya. The worst person is the person who sells his akhirah for the dunya. That's the worst person on earth. Then the Imam says, then the Prophet says this to Imam Ali. He says, Sharrun min dhalika, worse than that guy, man ba'a akhiratahu bidunya ghayrihi. The person was so stupid, they sold their akhirah for somebody else's dunya. I was one of the abid, the slaves of the Tawhut, where Allah talked about apes and swine and the abid of the taghut.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.